One of the more contentious issues in the debate over government pensions in Springfield has been who should pay for teachers' retirement benefits. Teachers pay part of their salaries toward their pensions, but for years, state government has paid the employer's share of pension costs, at least for every school district outside Chicago. House Speaker Michael Madigan calls that a free lunch and says local school districts ought to pay for their own employees. Legislation to carry out this so-called cost shift has been controversial. Downstate and suburban lawmakers whose districts would be affected say it would result in property tax increases. But Representative Elaine Nekritz, a Democrat from Northbrook, says under the House's version of a pension overhaul, that's no longer an issue.
If Senate Bill 1 passes, there would be no shift because the employer normal cost would be zero.
Basically, that means so much money would be saved by slashing benefits and increasing employee contributions, it wouldn't cost the schools anything. I'm Brian Mackey.